You're on an island at the age of 12 with a bunch of other kids your age or younger. Order is in place at first, and there is peace among all of you. But chaos starts to break out, and everyone is going insane. By the end of your journey, you're dead.
I'm Cheyenne.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Chum. And we're going to be reading to you about our book, The Lord of the Flies. Our book, The Lord of the Flies, is centered around a large group of preteen boys, aged 13 and under, who are stuck on an island off of the coast of who knows where. The boys are all schoolboys, which is how they identify themselves to begin the story when they are all getting along. Tension then grows in the book when the boys came to a disagreement on who will become the chief of the group of boys. After that, Jack, one of the older boys who thinks he should become chief, departs from the group with himself, some hunters, and some other boys. All throughout the story, all of the boys are desperate to keep this fire that they started alive because they want smoke to emerge from the island for possible passing ships, because being saved is, if not the only thing, one of the things motivating them to stay alive. Apart from the fire, tensions are still rising between the two groups of boys throughout the story, with both groups fighting each other, one group trying to raid the other, and both groups just being petty. The previous description of the rivalry between the boys is pretty much the entire story, ending with a few people dying. I know, sad.
As we said earlier, throughout the book, the thought of being rescued keeps them motivated to have the fire up. As they start losing hope of getting saved, chaos breaks out and they start prioritizing their own goals and stop working as a group. For example, Jack and Ralph are constantly competing on who is the authoritative power, and as this continues, they split into two separate groups.
In the ending, when they get saved, Ralph is in shambles because he lost the people that were closest and there for him the whole time. They all realize that they have lost their minds and break down because they think back on everything that has happened, and they lost their innocence and are ruined for life.
The theme of The Lord of the Flies relates back to our society because if we didn't have rules and order, then chaos would break out and everyone would either kill each other or do whatever they want for their own good. And this obviously would not be good as shown in our book.
Thanks for listening to Cheyenne,
Victoria,
and Chum.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
And turn them post notifications on.
And also grab the book on your way out because it's a good book.
Period.